Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The D.C. City Council is considering a so-called Death with Dignity bill, and you still have time to do something about it. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. Joining me is Jonathan Alexander. He is our director of public policy in our Washington, D.C. office, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Council. Jonathan, you're working on Capitol Hill in our D.C. office, and one of the issues that you've been monitoring among many is this so-called Death with Dignity bill that is being considered by the D.C. City Council Committee of the Whole. And this would be a euthanasia bill. Tell us about it. And in fact, I think what we want to also mention is people still have an opportunity to make a difference because they can call the mayor's office, and we'll give that number in a few moments, because this issue is coming up for a vote very quickly. So, Jonathan, tell us about this Death with Dignity bill.
So this bill is, or you said Death with Dignity, and it has to do with a crop of bills that's been popping up all across the country, first on the West Coast in Oregon and Washington passing similar bills, and now in Vermont and New Jersey considering also the same bills. And it's essentially a euthanasia bill, a bill that allows an individual that has a terminal illness that receives a diagnostic from a doctor saying that they may die or it's likely that they'll die in the next 6 months. They can request a certain amount of pills or a type of medicine that will send them home with, and after injecting or taking these pills, they'll ultimately die, hopefully within 3 hours, as the prescription says.
So it's a suicide bill.
Gosh.
Yeah. You know, they call it death with dignity.
Where's the dignity, though?
But, you know, suicide is not something that you want to promote, and that's a suicide bill.
Right.
Self-murder.
It cuts against, you know, the very principle of a medical system. You know, doctors are put in place to be healers. You know, they want to have this good patient-doctor relationship where they're aiding the patient through its most difficult times in life. But now these doctors are being required to offer these pills or even offer this service to individuals that want to end their life prematurely.
What do you see as the motivation behind this, Jonathan?
You know, it's really difficult to see. I mean, you've heard testimony, and I'm sure we've known folks that are at the end of their life and, you know, are considering how they want to die. Certainly, you know, folks may be going through pain and things like that and wanting to take some control over their life at that end stage. But it really is just that. It's individuals wanting to play God in a sense, really not waiting for the natural death process to arrive. We see even a demographic that is given this opportunity more than others, you know, individuals that seem to be more autonomous or have more control over their life, over their able life, want to also decide at what time they die. So we're even seeing a shift or a split between demographics and who wants this bill or who wants the ability to terminate their life early.
You know, the problem is that some of these bills are obviously they're backed by George Soros right, with the support of this group called Compassion and Choices. They use these euphemistic names, just like you do for abortion, fetus, a choice, reproductive freedom, all these euphemisms. That's not new. Whenever they want to dehumanize something or make something palatable, they come up with some kind of fictitious name that really doesn't mean what the actual issue is. What we're talking about is a suicide bill. And what happens is when you eliminate the respect for the sanctity of human life at the front end in the area of abortion, and you can just kill children because you want to, then you eliminate the sanctity of human life in between and at the other end of the spectrum of life, and that's what you have here. So you may have someone who says, well, you know, I just don't want to live anymore. Well, you know, they can, that's their decision, but they don't need to put it into a bill, and they don't need to have medical treatment sanctioning that, because what we see happening in other parts of the world is when you do this,
right,
when you ultimately say that doctors can participate in terminating your life, helping you to commit suicide, in other places around the world, we see that people are being killed by the medical profession in other parts of the world who are elderly, who are sick, who are disabled, who are diseased, and they don't know it because what happens is the sanctity of human life at that other end of the spectrum is torn away by this because you can just simply give medicine now instead of a healer, you're a killer, you're a participant in suicide. And so this is just another part of the slippery slope. We said this was coming with abortion. Now it's here. Right. And of course, once you have this here, it goes beyond someone who wants to commit suicide to someone exactly. who is a participant in homicide, if you will.
You know, a doctor takes a Hippocratic oath to first do no harm. And here they are telling someone, well, if you're, you know, you don't want to continue on your life. I mean, what if they have a deep depression or some mental incapabilities, you know, how can you really make that choice anyway for a doctor to say, well, you can just end your life?
And it goes even a step further. I mean, when this is left up to for the citizens to vote, you see certain folks from racial and ethnic minorities or the disabled community come out really strongly against that. These are folks that have, you know, been on the fringes of health insurance and not really given, you know, the medical services that that all citizens are given. And so you see them voting against this because they realize that, you know, we've been targets for nefarious practices by the medical community already. We don't want to give them another way to further push us to the fringe. And so we're seeing racial ethnic minorities, we're seeing individuals already with disabilities, really pushing back against this.
Well, you know, this bill is opposed by a wide cross-section of D.C. residents, but obviously the money that's backing it is multimillion dollar efforts of the radical organizations, including George Soros and others. But like you said, a wide variety of people of all races and status in life, they're opposed to this bill. There is a number that you can call. We're going to give it to you because the mayor has appointed a medical director, and that medical director, although the mayor hasn't said where that mayor is standing, the medical director that the mayor has appointed is opposed to this bill for medical reasons and for other reasons. So you can still make a difference. And the phone number to call for the mayor is 202-727-2643, 202-727-2643. So take a pen and paper or a pencil and write this down, 202-727-2643. And if you didn't get that, you can always contact the Liberty Council office. But you can make a call, Jonathan, right now to the mayor and voice your opposition to this bill, so-called Death with Dignity bill.
I just want to highlight that the reason we're paying attention to this local municipality of D.C. is that whenever bills or an idea or some sort of theme in politics wants to pass, a flag in the ground is D.C. because they can use the talking point saying that, well, we have this working in the nation's capital, therefore it should work in your state as well. And so we're paying attention to the small 13-member body of which only 7 votes have to be cast in favor of a bill. But then these actors like Compassion and Choices can now say, well, we have this working in the nation's capital, therefore it should work in your state as well. And so that's why we're paying attention to the District of Columbia and what this these council members and this body is doing.
So, I mean, that's a good point. You've got 7 people that could actually set essentially a wave of public policy for the rest of the country and go down this slippery slope. And again, this is not hypothetical about what's happening in the Netherlands. They started off with a so-called death with dignity, and now they have people whose lives are being terminated because their insurance, the community, the society says they're no longer worth living. And so they terminate the life. And we can easily see that here. And this is your opportunity to stop this in Washington, D.C., 7 people. However, the mayor also has the option to be able to veto it. Right. And so you want to make sure that the mayor's on the right side to oppose this death with dignity bill, because even if they get 7 votes, the mayor can veto that. And if that happens, that you have to have another vote to override the veto.
Right. And then it's a pretty long process because the District of Columbia is a federal territory, essentially can go up to Congress. Congress can pass a resolution to stay the bill. And so the efforts almost immediately go from DC to national implications. And so as early in the process that, you know, we can call in and still help persuade this mayor to do the right thing and veto this bill is good.
Well, let me give the phone number one more time in the remaining seconds of our program. 202-727-2643, 202-727-2643. And one more time, 202-727-2643. Call the mayor and express your opposition to the so-called Death with Dignity bill. Our guest has been Jonathan Alexander and Holly Mead, our Director of Communications here in Liberty Council. Make a difference and stand for life. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.